Winning is a series of good decisions. That's what we learned today on the Jaguar. Join us in just a second as we cover Little America.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, welcome back to Little America. Today we're covering the Jaguar. I'm your host, Kay Montgomery. I'm so excited that we have Sahai here with us today.
Hey, everybody.
She's a TV and social media and podcast producer.
That's right.
How did you feel about the Jaguar?
You know, I needed some motivation today, and the spirit of the Jaguar really gave me what I needed.
Giving her the rah, and I loved it.
Yes.
Oh, I think one of the central themes I got from the Jaguar, definitely motivation.
Mm-hmm.
But how important is it to have someone in your corner cheering you on who believes in you, sometimes when you don't even believe in yourself?
That's right. We all need a mentor, and I need one right now. So anybody available, let me know.
You're going to get a lot of attention.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're a special girl. So this story,
yes,
as all that are in Little America, is based on a true story. It starts off letting us know that. So we start off with the girl Marisol.
Mm-hmm.
She's cleaning houses with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
She has a brother, Diego. It's just these three in their little tight-knit family.
Yes.
I will say I love the brother, Diego, and how he's able to just take a joke and just, like, make a joke out of anything.
Yeah, Diego was one handsome. Great head of hair. Everybody, him and Marisol.
Great
the mama.
Head of hair.
Thick head of hair.
Yeah.
Just noting that.
That's a good note.
To the sacrifices that Diego made for the family. Dropped out of school and went to work to the point where his peers are, like, making fun of him. But he didn't seem to let that bother him, which was really sweet of him.
Absolutely.
He was, like, the man of the house.
He was. And I liked how he also didn't resent Marisol for it, you could tell.
Yes.
You know? And really believed in her and was a champion for her. Yeah. Great, just a great family all around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So we learn early on that Marisol's mom, because she's the breadwinner in the family, has to work really hard, and the brother is helping out. She's the main breadwinner, but the brother is helping out, and Marisol's job is to go to school.
Right.
Her brother sacrificed so she can go to school. But what we discover is she's not taking that too seriously.
She was being a bit of a brat and a bully at school. She was really the school bully, like knocking drinks out of people's hands and laughing at the teacher trying to help her. I was like, oh, you rude.
Yeah, she was doing the most.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I think it was interesting because in a search for new shoes, she goes to this squash court. I don't even know if they realize it was a squash court, squash match or whatever.
Right.
And she kind of met her match in the coach.
She met her match at the match. Girl, see what
you know
I see what you're doing. I
she
see what you're doing.
She met a match at the match. He almost squashed her. He didn't. He built her up.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Girl, I see
I felt like she needed a little bit of tough love because she was getting some attention from one of the teachers, you know, pulled her aside and said,
right,
listen, you got to get it together. This behavior is not going to fly, you know, that whole thing. But it seems like soft touch doesn't work with our girl.
And, you know, it's funny that you say that because she needed that tough love. Remember, she kept on saying, I don't cry. And at the end, that's when she started bawling.
That's true.
Interesting.
See, I came with you. So she goes in, she gets the new shoes. What I thought was interesting is right off the bat, the instructor says, I can tell. I'm going to basically do a little test.
Right.
And I can tell if you're basically going to be good at squash or not. Not even by skill.
Right.
I can just tell if you have the beast inside.
So
he quoted like a Kevin Garnett quote.
Yes.
The beast can't be taught. Yeah, yeah. You cannot teach the beast. It's either you have it or you don't.
Right.
Right.
Now, have you ever played a sport? Because I've never played a sport, so I've never unleashed any type of energy like that. So I was like, I wonder if having something to focus on, that's what Marisol needed to kind of give her something to look forward to.
Yes.
School wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was lashing out at school. And she was living in a stressful situation. The man won't let her family put the food in the fridge. The pipes ain't working. And they live in a garage. But wasn't it crazy how that garage felt like a home.
It did.
Right?
I felt like Sanjay was low-key a slumlord, though.
He was.
Because he wasn't fixing the refrigerator. Nope. He was padlocking it. Rude. Was just all types of craziness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think it's interesting. That was just interesting to show that, and you and I talked about this before, when you're poor or living in poverty, people take advantage of you.
Very much. It's like they get pleasure out of that.
Yeah, because he realized that they really didn't have any recourse. You know, when they said, well, the refrigerator's been this way for 2 months, it's making this noise, he told them, oh, call the police.
Rude.
You know, which is just obnoxious.
Because he knew that they were in a bad situation, that they were all illegal, and that he felt like he could do anything to them.
Yeah, with impunity. Mm-hmm. So that was, yeah. That was upsetting, but I think a good piece to put in there to just remind us how illegal immigrants or, you know, don't have any really recourse.
Or rights,
yeah.
And, it, you know,
or
I think...
undocumented, I should say.
Yes, and I think... actually, I guess sometimes they do now, like things are changing a little bit. So I think one of the lessons that we can learn from this is to not give up. Mm-hmm. Because here it is, Marisol's mom is cleaning houses with people who don't understand, you know, who think she doesn't understand what, you know, is mm-hmm. going on in their homes. But she didn't give up. She kept on pushing through. And so did the entire family. They could have, you know, given up and started really doing something else that would have taken them in a whole different direction. But they really kind of stayed together and pushed through.
Yeah. And so her being undocumented, you could tell, was maybe the root of why she was so discouraged in school, because she felt like, well, I'm not going to be able to go to college. I'm not going to have these opportunities. And I thought it was really interesting when her mentor said to her, listen, you know, when he said he had all these big dreams for her, we're going to travel the world. You're going to be doing this championship and that championship. And she said, I can't even get a passport. And then I thought it was brilliant how he just shrunk it down. And he said, okay, we're going to win this tournament and we're going to win this match and then we're going to move on from there.
And I think that was an important lesson, because for me, sometimes things, when I think of the big picture, mm-hmm. all the things that I have to do, it gets a bit overwhelming. But when you narrow it down to like the first step, it seems more manageable. And that was beautiful. Also, she had gotten a bit of a defeatist attitude, thinking mm-hmm. that the world was against her, because I'm sure it felt that way. So she wasn't even going to try at times. Remember at the match when she was about to storm out, mm-hmm. she was letting her emotions get the best of her because she thought, you know, they don't want me to win. And to see him help her flip that switch, like, okay, it's not about them or what mm-hmm. you think they want. It's about you in this moment. That was great.
That was great. Such a great mentor, such a great coach. He was able to reach her. I feel like when her mom wasn't even able to reach her.
True. He wasn't great at the party, though, when he was looking for his ex.
He just we both looked at each other like, okay, she's at this shishi poo poo party with all of these fancy people. Right. She's terrified.
Yes.
You know, she already doesn't have the greatest social skills, as we've witnessed.
And she came in the same squash shoes.
I mean, and he was just like, hey, so I'm here to raise $50,000 and I see my ex, so I'm out. I was just like, what?
How? He threw her to the sharks and she had to swim. And I guess that's how she learned how to play the game. She just threw herself in there and just learned.
That's
so
true.
That's the way she kind of learns things. And she handled that situation where she saw the woman who her mother worked for, and I thought she was going to lie and say, oh, she knows my mom through something mm-hmm. else, but she was like, no, my mom works for her.
Yeah.
Then they start talking about cleaning ladies.
Our cleaning lady's named Renata. I was like,
girl, bye.
Bill, what do that have to do with anything mm-hmm. right now? Mm-hmm. But I thought it was really, I mean, it was an awkward situation, but I thought it was great for them to see. Listen, you love her. You guys are applauding her. You want her to go to Princeton. You want her to go to your Ivy League school.
Right.
But you should know where she came from.
Yeah.
And realize that the person, Renata, probably has a daughter just like her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in that moment, it reminded me also of what the Williams sisters must have, you know, gone mm-hmm. through at growing up playing tennis and being in environments that they weren't used to but had to learn how to become accustomed to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good point too.
Yeah, shout out to Serena, she just won.
She did.
It wasn't squash, but you know, it had a racket and a ball.
It did, close enough. And she stayed winning, and she stays winning everything.
That's right.
So once again, at the close,
pulled at the heartstrings. I know, had to bring out the tissues again.
I mean, they even had the videos of her playing. And she was playing like, what did the guy call the girl with the My Little Pony voice?
Oh yeah.
How she was just standing there in one place and just hitting the ball back and forth. Whack, 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 whack.
Amazing.
They showed a video of her doing that. And I was like, she's doing the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh. I know. And to know that she's now mentoring other young people who in urban communities, like yes. that she's giving back.
It's and like, that she went to college. They were sure to show us all her success, that she was like number 15 in racquetball in her like age division in the whole country mm-hmm. or the world or whatever. But then she also went and she was able to get a college degree. And so I was excited to see that, because I went to, in graduate school, mm-hmm. I had people that I went to graduate school alongside of, mm-hmm. and they were DACA students.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. See?
Undocumented students that were able to get master's degrees. So.
Wow. And that's what I'm saying. There are some laws in place to help undocumented mm-hmm. students in certain situations.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was proud to see, they became citizens. So the fear that they that had cool about too. No longer being citizens and not having papers, it could finally, you know, that's a fear you live with for a long right. time. So the fact that they could finally let that go was beautiful to see.
Yeah. So, huh, great episode once again with yes. Little America. Yes. I mean, I'm just loving and loving it more. How can we keep up with you?
You can find me on social media at Say Hi Sahai. That's SayHitsahai.
Awesome. And I am Kay Montgomery. You can keep tabs on me on Twitter and Instagram at Host K. That's HostKay. And we will see you guys back next time with Little America.
Yes. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.